At the end of the parsha, the Yosef tells the brothers, don't worry, Atam chashavtam alai l'oray. You might have had bad intentions. However, don't worry, it all worked out at the end. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes over there that we see that if someone intended bad intentions, they intended to give someone kos mavis, some poison, to giving them good wine or good food, good drink, so you don't need kapara. So we see from the story of Yosef and his brothers that a machshava ra does not require atonement. However, the Mishnah in Nazir tells us differently, that if a woman makes a vow that she'll never have chocolate chip cookies, and unbeknown to her husband annulled it, and she went ahead and had chocolate chip cookies, the person says, Hashem yislach la. She needs atonement. So what's going on here? We see the bottom line, she didn't do anything wrong. The chocolate chip cookies were good. She had in mind when she was eating it, she thought she was doing an Aveira. So we see a Machshava Ra does require atonement. So which one is it? As the Gemara says in Kiddusha, Machshava Ra Eino Mistar from Lamaisa. So therefore, implying that you don't need atonement. So which one is it? So one approach is, you're right, Machshava Ra isn't Mistar of Lamaisa. It's not as bad as if you did the Maisa, but it still needs a certain level of atonement. Or others explain, the Briska Rav, based on the Rambam and the Stipe or others, that when the Rambam talks about the Lo Sachmo, the different levels, it's inadvertent. You go ahead and you just walk down the street and you can't control that you wanted, or you have to go to this Ave, that you desire something that you don't make any plan. And Lo Sachmo is you don't violate Ad Sheyikach Esachevet Shachamad. So the Rambam writes, Losach mode, you violate only if you take it. Yet he calls it a lav she'ein bo maisa. He calls it a lav which doesn't have an act to it. So how could it not have an act? The Rambam says, only time you chayev if you do an act. That's the Raavad's question. So the Briska Rav, the Stipe, or others point out, no, really the Rambam holds it's an Isra Machshava. However, in order to, you have to put a measuring stick on the Machshava. How do you know? So therefore, how do you know the desire went too far? If he takes it, if he doesn't take it, that means that the desire didn't go too far. So the Maisa, even though it's a Maisa Heter, so similarly here, when do we say a Machshava Ra, a pure Machshava Ra, you don't need a, you know, if it just did a Machshava and didn't do any Maisa, so you don't need Kapara. But a Machshava Ra, even if the Maisa, even though it was a Maisa Heter, even though what you did was permitted technically, nevertheless, that makes the Machshava Ra stronger, and therefore you need a certain level of Kapara. So, however, the Kli Chemda has a different Mahalot. The Kli Chemda writes, he makes a distinction. There's a Gemara in Menachos about someone fishing. The Gemara talks about, you go, someone's fishing, and they find, and someone falls into the net, and they save a baby. So, he had in mind to Machal Shabbos, well, he was doing Seda anyway, he was doing trapping. So trapping is prohibited on Shabbos, but pikuach nefesh, saving someone's life, is permitted. So everyone agrees his machshava was to trap, and then lo and behold, what do you know? He was able to save someone. So there's a machokas in the Gemara, rava rava, whether you go basa maisa or basa machshava. We paskin you go basa maisa at the end of the day. As long as you did pikuach nefesh, it's okay. So the chei chemda says this whole machlokes in the Gemara, whether you go basa machshava, basa maitza, that's only a discussion on a mitzvah adam l'makom. But on a mitzvah adam l'chaveiro, everyone agrees you go by some maisa. When it comes to an ama chaveiro, it's a result oriented. Like the Sifri says, if someone loses, if an usher drops $20 and an ani picks it up, he gets the mitzvah of tzedakah because it's the maisa that is the ikker. So the Klei Chemda makes a distinction between mitzvahs ben adam chaveiro, which are result oriented, and mitzvahs ben adam chaveiro are lamaisa. Like the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, we find in the Gemara mitzvahs tzriches kavana. We only find that by ben adam lamakom, by lulav, by sukkah, by shofar, but by adam chaveiro, the focus isn't on the kavana. It's good to have covered the right kavanas, but the main thing is that you. Go ahead and you take care of the person in need. So that's what they want to explain. So when by the case of Yosef, so it's been Adam Chaveiro, you didn't cause any harm to your brother, so therefore you don't need kapara. But the Mishnah in Nazir which says you need kapara, that's talking about ben Adam Lamakom. That's a case where you made a neder, so it was a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom. So therefore, on that you need kapara. So you need kapara on a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom if you have a makshava ra, but on a ben Adam l'chaveir you don't, because that's the ikker. In fact, that's how they explain. I think Rav Aryeh Levine, he explained that. That's why we have Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad, we always put on the Shel Yad first, then the Shel Rosh. We can take off the Shel Rosh. So we're never left with just the Shel Rosh. We are left with the Shel Yad. Shel Yad represents action, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And the Rosh represents Machshava, Ben Adam L'Makom. So therefore, you should always, if you're working on these, you always have to ground yourself in the Adam Chaveiro. And that's why if you're going to take on Chumra, take on a Chumra Ben Adam Chaveiro before Ben Adam L'makom. So that's what they point out here. That's the difference in terms of Midine Makshava based on the Klei Chemda. That's the difference if it's Ben Adam L'makom or Ben Adam L'chaveiro.